This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of God, the Most Beneficial, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you. My name is Zora Sawari, and today I'll be talking about the power of self-esteem and the importance of it. We'll start off by talking about what is self-esteem. Self-esteem is basically your opinion of yourself. One who has high self-esteem has a good opinion of themselves, and one who has low self-esteem usually has a bad opinion of themselves. Let's now go over in depth of what is the difference between low self-esteem and high self-esteem. If you have low self-esteem, it is because you have a poor image of yourself. This is where you're judging yourself. You also tend to compare yourself here to other people at the same stage. For example, say you're 25 years old and you haven't gone to college and you see all these people around you who have gone to college and they have careers. Now you start to think, are they better than me? You then begin to think, well, why am I not doing what they're doing? Next, you start to blame your life circumstances other than yourself to make yourself feel better. If you have high self-esteem on the other end, you're very happy with who you are. You're happy with what you're doing. You're still working on areas that you're not so great at. And you're trying your best in all that you're doing, and that makes you feel that you are improving. Some questions I would ask myself here are, am I good at what I do? Am I a good student? Am I a good child to my parents? Am I a good parent? Do I love what I do? Am I happy with myself? Am I happy with my relationships? Do I think I'm successful? Questions like these make one think if they have high self-esteem or low self-esteem. If you can answer no to any of these questions, then you need to work on your self-esteem. If you don't, then the low self-esteem that you have about yourself will feed into your negative thinking and will actually make you believe the negative comments that other people are making about you. This is very important to realize and then work on. I'll be discussing 4 steps on how to deal with low self-esteem. The first step that I would suggest is to stop the negative thinking. Tell yourself that the past is gone. You can't do anything about it. What has happened has happened. All you can do is ask God the Most Merciful for forgiveness. You already know that the future doesn't belong to anyone, so all we can do is live in the moment, God willing. The second step I would suggest is make a list of all the areas that you're not happy with yourself. For example, your weight, your relationships, worshiping the Creator, your job, your education level, etc. The third step I would suggest is pick one area from that pile and decide to change it to how you want it to be. For example, your relationships. Pick one relationship that you can make better. Maybe speaking to a parent or a sibling more, someone you're not talking to too much. Decide on how you would like that relationship to be, a relationship with respect and mutual understanding. As a Muslim, we're told by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, no one can be given a better and more abundant gift than patience. This can be found in Bukhari and Muslim. So to do anything, one needs to have immense patience and trying, especially relationships. Relationships only blossom and bloom when one can understand the other side by putting themselves in their place and using different approaches to better get along. The fourth step is to work on this area. For example, relationships. Do this for several weeks. When you begin to see the results of it, then you'll notice your self-confidence going up and your self-esteem increasing. Now you can finally begin to judge yourself in a different way. I would suggest working on steps 3 and 4 for all the areas that you feel you're not good enough. You will see that if you continue doing this, your confidence and self-esteem will increase. Inshallah, God willing. Having high self-esteem is vital to your success. One who has a high self-esteem tends to believe in himself and herself. They tend to challenge themselves to do more things than the average person. They tend to be more positive and have a better outlook on situations. Once you have good self-esteem about yourself, you will notice your self-confidence also increases. However, self-confidence increases mainly by your opinion of yourself, how others treat you, and how others think about you, and by your achievements, inshallah, God willing. Say you make some changes in your life that you didn't think were possible. For example, you didn't think you can learn to read Arabic. And then you began to take some classes online, and now you're doing it. This will help you realize that you can do things you really want to do. And this one act alone will help increase your self-confidence and self-esteem. Well, I hope that this has helped you better understand self-esteem. For more tips, please sign up for my newsletter on www.zorasawari.com. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you.